Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the California Angels and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McLaughlin. Pitching for the California Angels, Jim McLaughlin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Edmondson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Paul Edmondson. And now, play ball. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edmondson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Voss throws the ball into Alomar, who tags May trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McCraw moves to third. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reichardt. The throw from Hairman and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Voss trying to get to third. Williams throws the ball into Melton, who tags Voss for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer moves to third. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin strikes out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnstone moves to third. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Paul Edmondson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edmondson bunts towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to third. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnstone throws the ball into Fregosi, who tags Hopkins trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0-for-1 in the game. McLaughlin strikes out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Alomar moves to second. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar moves to third. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reichardt is hit by the pitch. Johnstone moves to second. Roger Repos pinch runs for Rick Reichardt. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Repos now playing left field. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Edmondson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edmondson is 0-for-0 in the game. Edmondson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edmondson moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermann goes all the way around to score. Melton moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams is walked intentionally. Ken Berry pinch runs for Walt Williams. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. Lou Johnson pinch hits for Jim McLaughlin. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to third. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar tags and scores. Two outs. It's Angels, 1, White Sox, 1. Jim Hicks pinch hits for Roger Ripos. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks takes first base on ball 4. John Stone moves to second. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Stone moves to third. Hicks moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Hicks now playing left field. Rudy May now pitching. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox 1. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Ruben Amaro pinch runs for Joe Askew. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amaro moves to third. Bubba Morton pinch hits for Rudy May. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton takes first base on ball 4. Rodriguez moves to second. Gary Bell now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amaro scores. Rodriguez moves to third. Morton moves to second. It's 2-1, Angels. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Johnstone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-1, Angels. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fregosi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hicks hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales misplays the ball. That's an error on Morales. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan now catching. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnstone. Berry reaches second base with a double. Hopkins scores. Herman goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Angels. Ken Tatum now pitching. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Egan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 6, and the White Sox 3. The Angels will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. 1 out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Angels. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward pinch hits for Gary Bell. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.